More humor. So anyway, let's get on with this. There are a lot of similarities, a lot of differences, and you will see stark differences to what we see in the United States. But these are three of the jurisdictions that have some interest to entities in the United States and will continue to do so. So we thought we would cover them, and no, it wasn't because TC Heartland came out. I'm going to start with Canada because in our zeal in Texas to annex locations, I've heard we're considering annexing Canada, so we thought we should look at what their rules are about patent litigation since we're a fairly prominent patent litigation jurisdiction. In Canada, they've kind of got an interesting system. There are a couple of different entities of courts that can hear patent cases. They're equivalent of state courts, which are the provincial courts, their superior provincial courts, as well as the federal court. And in Canada, there is one federal court, but it can sit anywhere in the country. So there's not really a notion of venue shopping or jurisdiction shopping. You file things anywhere, and then as the case goes on, you decide where you're going to have the trial. So it's sort of a slightly strange situation, but it seems to work. The interesting thing is there aren't very many patent cases filed in Canada. As you can see, there's 70-something filed in a year, and it takes 2 to 3 years to get to trial. They notionally have a fast-track procedure, which then pushes you down to the 2 years as opposed to 3 years to trial. So I don't think they've got the equivalent of a rocket docket just yet. The interesting difference between the federal courts and the provincial courts, one interesting difference is that in the provincial courts, the province determines what language or languages the case will be heard in. In the federal court, you can select either French or English.